In today's encouragement, we're going to talk about the bounce. Now, God seems to use people who bounce much more than he uses people who just soar. If we consider bouncing failure, and we consider success soaring, think about the people biblically that God has used who bounced. Paul bounced that day on the road to Damascus. All of his failures came before him. Time after time, God uses people who bounced. The interesting thing is, one of the enemy's tools is to continue to keep us in that trap of failure. He'd like to make us dribble as opposed to bounce. And sometimes it's our own inability to understand God's hand in our lives, especially during difficult times, that all things happen for the good of those that love the Lord, even the bounces. So if you've bounced, regardless of what that was, financially, in your business, even a moral bounce, it doesn't really matter what the bounce is. What really matters is, what did you learn from it? And the other part is, when you bounce, if you will allow God to let you rise up with wings as eagles, then you can soar. And when you soar, sometimes I think God has us be successful and soar after a bounce so that we won't take credit for the soaring. Too many successful people can point to their own lifting up by their bootstraps or their own abilities for the reason for their success. I want my success to be related directly to the fact that though I bounced, then God lifted me up. For me, the bounce was business, a struggling business that never did meet what it is that I wanted it to meet. Years and years ago, I would have thought that ended my career as someone who teaches others about business. But from that bounce has come kingdom companies and the soaring that God is doing for so many people as he is the wind under their wings. This has been an encouragement from Kingdom Companies. Have a blessed week.